News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Donald Trump has become the first president in US history to be impeached for the second time. The impeachment vote was passed overnight with several high-profile Republicans backing the Democrat motion, accusing Trump of inciting an insurrection. And Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at NUI Galway and political columnist with thejournal.ie, joins me now. Larry, first of all, is this a good move by the Democrats? There is a certain amount of risk here riling up the Trump base, frustrating the opening weeks, perhaps, of the Biden presidency. What's your take?
I think there's no doubt that there is some element of risk, but I really don't think the Democrats, under the circumstances, had any other option. Given Donald Trump's conduct last week, it simply couldn't be allowed to stand there, and they couldn't stand idly by as he did what he did, and we saw the event, the horrific events in the Capitol. The bottom line is it was one of the lowest ebbs in American history, and it would have been a profound mistake not to sanction the president and indeed to give him the ultimate sanction. Now, how this plays out politically to some extent is anybody's guess, but I think they did what they had to do. And your point about the trial that will unfold at some stage, in January or even in February, depending on how and when the article of impeachment is sent over, this trial needn't take anywhere near as long as other trials have taken. It's down to the incident that occurred over a few hours that everyone in the world watched. So I think that this trial would be pretty straightforward and shouldn't take up an awful lot of time and shouldn't distract unduly from incoming President Biden's agenda, which I know he's concerned about.
He is, and perhaps not without good reason. The Senate in February of last year did vote to keep Trump in office. What will happen now? I mean, obviously, significant proportions of Republicans voted to impeach him in the lower house, but are they likely to win? They need a 2/3 majority.
It's very difficult. I mean, there are several senators who, in my view, are going to vote to convict. Those would be people like Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Ben Sasse, people who've been critical of the president before. My suspicion is they'll vote to convict. The key person here to watch is Mitch McConnell, the former majority leader, soon to be minority leader. He has signaled that he may vote to convict. If he does, then he might bring some Republicans along with him. I would still regard it as a big ask. You need 17 Republicans to cross the aisle. That's still a big ask, given how many of them have ambitions, how many of them are frightened about Trump's still, ardent support on the right wing of the party. It's a big ask, but it could possibly happen. It's not impossible. The last one was wholly impossible. I think everyone recognized that. This time, the door, I think, is slightly ajar.
Yeah, I mean, and the facts do speak for themselves. That damning speech by Trump before that march on the Capitol, inciting people, calling for them to march on the Capitol, very hard to refute.
It is, and I suspect the trial might fascinate some of us who are lawyers, but I think might bore the bejesus out of everybody else, in the sense that what I think that the Trump defense, he's been in contact with people like Alan Dershowitz and others, the celebrity lawyer and former Harvard Law School professor. It will boil down to looking at President Trump's rather rambling language in that speech he gave to see, does it actually constitute incitement? And I think there are colorable legal arguments on both sides. Of course, impeachment is a political decision, or a conviction, and the Senate will be sitting as a jury. It's a political decision as much as anything else. But it will, I think, focus to some extent on that quite legalistic point when and if it doesn't fall. And of course, as I've said, Joe Biden doesn't want this to distract from his agenda. I think he's quite right. If I was Biden, I would go into the presidency and govern away and pretend as if Donald Trump didn't exist.
And he does appear to be doing that. Last question for you, Larry. Is the real debate that's going on among Republicans whether or not they want to distance themselves, or whether or not he might potentially be a runner in the next presidential election still?
I think the big debate in the upper echelons is they know that Donald Trump is a dead letter, that his persona is a dead letter. It's the message. Donald Trump has redefined conservatism advantageously for the Republican Party, and he's won over a lot of the grassroots support. I think Republicans are trying to figure out how do they bottle that message and get rid of the messenger.
All right. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is NUIG law lecturer Larry Donnelly.